It's time now for the Weekly Dish. Our host, Jennifer Chandler, brings you culinary tips for good cooking and even better eating.
Pulled pork and 4th of July backyard barbecues go hand in hand. I love a classic pulled pork barbecue sandwich slathered with Memphis barbecue sauce. It's hard to imagine serving pulled pork any other way. But at Memphis and May Barbecue Fest this past spring, I got to try some new and mighty tasty twist on how to serve pulled pork from Jamie Provence, author of Weber's New American Barbecue.
I wrote Weber's New American Barbecue because we needed a book that captured the modern riffs and variations and improvisations happening all over the country with barbecue.
The book offers delicious and different recipes for just about everything that can be cooked on a grill or smoker. These three ways to serve pulled pork would be perfect for your 4th of July table or a great way to repurpose your pork leftovers.
So one really fun pulled pork variation comes right out of Memphis. It's the barbecue spaghetti, where you take pulled pork and simmer it in a mixture of marinara and barbecue sauce, essentially, and toss that with spaghetti. And it sounds odd, but it's really good. And then in a completely different style, I like to do Korean bosom pulled pork lettuce cups. So it's pulled pork tossed with a chili sauce, served in a lettuce cup with some rice and a little bit of Asian slaw. And it's really fun and super delicious. And if you happen to have some leftover pulled pork, I've got an idea for making little pork patties. Pulled pork bound together with eggs and breadcrumbs fried in a skillet and served like little crab cakes with some mustard sauce on the side. Just a clever modern way of using up pulled pork.
This is Jennifer Chandler with The Weekly Dish. Happy 4th of July!
Author Jennifer Chandler's latest book is called The Southern Pantry Cookbook. For this week's recipes and more, visit WKNOFM.org.